And yes, it is May the 4th, and it is Amy Moyner joining me, and it is a special Star Wars edition of the Farmer's Market. Actually, it's a Farmer's Market with Diane DeJanes as your entertainer.
That's right.
And you've got, but again, perfect weather for the opening's Farmer's Market. Amy Moyner is joining me. Farmer's Market kicks off. It's every Thursday. Again, it's the hours are 4:30 to 7:30. Is that right?
4:30 to 7.
Yep. Okay, you keep it consistent all the way through the year.
We do, yes.
Okay, 4:30 to 7. And how many different vendors have you got?
Oh my goodness. Well, here's the list so far. I don't know. We've got at least 45 right now. So yeah, it's happening. It's Jefferson Street Farmers Market tonight. It kicks off May 4th through September 28th. So 22-week season. We have, like you said, Diane DeJanes is going to be our live entertainment this week. But we are, we've got a full market. We're going to take up the 500-600 block and part of 7th Street.
Okay.
We have a lot of new vendors this year.
What kind of new vendors do you have?
We have got a salsa, someone who's going to be doing salsa. They are called Loco Salsa.
Okay.
So they'll be coming. We have Ice Monkey is no longer Ice Monkey. Scott had to sell, and so it is now going to be a Hawaiian Flair Ohana Ice. And
okay.
So they're going to be there tonight. We have just some new produce coming online. So
yeah.
Some new farmers that have some greenhouses and, you know, starting with some land and are bringing some of their produce down,
do
too.
Do you have a food truck or down
we
there,
do.
Too?
We do. So we've got a couple food trucks. We'll have Holy Crepes back. So they are at First Crossing as well. So downtown,
okay.
A food trailer that became a brick and mortar, and so that's always exciting to see as entrepreneurs who start out at a farmer's market or at these events and then get into a brick and mortar. So Holy Crepe will be down there making some crepes. they make some with salmon, and they make the sweet ones, the savory ones. We have Up Dog, and so Bo is back with his hot dogs.
Hot dogs. These are special hot dogs, though, aren't they?
Well, it's special because he's 16 years old, and he's been doing this food truck, and, he does a great job. So have some nachos and some hot dogs. We have Mr. Frosty back again, so we'll have our ice cream. So we're going to cool you down tonight because it's going to be warm.
Wow.
Keep you cool.
Well, I guess really, you know, May can be anything, can't it?
It can, yes.
Yeah, really. Don't forget. Anyway, wine tasting?
Yes, Arden Creek will be there, so they'll be doing their wines. And I do want to say, you know, we do have food trucks, but we have 22 eateries and drinkeries in downtown. Lindo's is going to be part of the market, so on the 600 block, they're going to have some quick meals to go. So remember, we've got all of these restaurants downtown, too, that will do some takeout, so you can still eat and enjoy the market while you're downtown.
You can do whatever you want to do. Be whatever you want to be.
That's right.
It's the farmers.
You can be Luke Skywalker tonight, right?
You can be. Actually, I thought maybe you'd have people dressed in Star Wars.
We've invited some people. So, and also, if you want to get your costume out, come on down or wear your Star Wars t-shirt.
Yes. You're going to get your Darth Vader
helmet
on. That's
right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It might be a little warm, but yes, come
on
out.
Might be a little warm for that. But again, it's going on 4:30 to 7. This is going to be going on all the way through September. Is that right?
September 28th will be.
And again, the market every Thursday. You'll have, I know you've got, we talked about the different kinds of meat. You've got several meat vendors,
don't you?
We've
got meat vendors. We've got cheese. We have honey, your local fried pies and baked goods as well. So lots of options down there.
I'm guessing what we would call produce would be probably pretty slim. Is that right?
Yeah, it's really greenhouses right now. So I've talked to a couple of the vendors, a couple of the farmers. Some of them don't have their crops in yet. And so what you'll see is if they've got a greenhouse, you'll see some tomatoes and you'll see some greens. So some fresh lettuce and herbs this week. But yeah, the produce really won't come on until June, July. But they're excited, and they'll be ready to go later on this
and
year.
And more stuff will be added all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah,
so, you know, season. We start out with two blocks, and then like we saw last year, we had three blocks.
Yeah.
So, you'll have more additions. We're going to start out with these 45 vendors, and the amount of interest, I think we're going to have 60-plus vendors down there.
You know, and I think that it does tend to grow as the season goes
That's
along,
right.
too, doesn't it?
Yep.
There's no doubt, because... what is it peak? Is the peak sweet corn season?
Really July, yep.
Yeah,
yep, that's
when
you'll see it. July and then into August, and yeah.
Anyway, but it is happening. It's kicking off tonight. Beautiful night for it. And again, short sleeve weather. You notice I've got a sweater.
You got a sweater. I got my short sleeve on ready to go.
It's 42 degrees when I'm coming into work this morning. It's like, I didn't take a coat, though.
Yeah.
Plus, I also thought, you know, I can take the sweater off and I got a short sleeve shirt under here.
So. Layer time. It's time for layers.
Take your time. Anyway, 4:30 to 7, Farmers Market. Diane DeJanes entertaining, 45 vendors, all kinds of stuff. Check it out. And again, restaurants and eateries and everything else like that all around, plus food trucks.
Yes.
And again, and have a hot dog too.
That's right. You can have it all.
You can have it.
We want to thank our sponsor too, Farmer Savings Bank. They're our sponsor this month. And also, we have the pet parade coming up too on the third Thursday. So third Thursday is going to be our event day. And so we'll have the horse and trolley rides, free horse and trolley rides. Salvation Army will have a bounce house again.
Now, this will be a pet parade, not a wiener dog parade.
No,
right?
This is a pet parade. You know, we've had ferrets and cats and lizards. And so, yeah, it's a pet parade. We're going to have our grand marshal be, the canine units. And so they'll be our grand marshals for, this pet parade on May 18th.
Fantastic. Again, it's, Star Wars Day today, but it's the farmers market tonight. Well, this afternoon
and
4:30 to 7 again. Amy Moyner, have a great one and congratulations on your accreditation.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
From Main Street, is it Main Street USA?
Main Street America, yes.
All right.
Yep.